Andy Shore. He's in Ingham County Board of Commissioners meeting. Andy, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Boy, my Facebook page and emails and phone messages have been piling up. Tony, you need to ask someone about the tax that the Board of Commissioners is trying to sneak in on the Ingham County voters. I know you're taking a look at a special millage. Help clarify things.
Yeah, we're not. I've gotten a few emails also, and I do want people to understand we're not trying to sneak anything through. What's going on is a few other counties have passed, in essence, a millage. You can pass a millage up to 0.5. We're not going to go that high. A few other counties have passed the millage to assist in some of their economic development efforts. We take a look at everything, so that was something that we thought we would take a look and, if it's something we can use, if it's something that's not duplicative. So we appointed a task force of businesses, of economic developers, of commissioners, of just a whole variety of groups to sit down and take a look at this, see what it is, see what we do, see, if there are needs or not, see if this is something that's supported by the public, by businesses. So it's really just a group of people sitting down and talking. And we've had a few meetings, and we've gone through a whole lot. We've had different ideas come up, and some came up and were shot down. There was a microloans idea, which was actually shot down because it's something others are doing, and we don't want to duplicate that. So we're going through kind of everything to see, is this something we're interested in starting to talk to the public about? Is it not? There's no reason to come out with something if it's duplicative, if it's not supported. So we're having some conversations, but there's no sneaking anything by. We've been very public about it, and there's no proposal before the board or anything like that.
Why wouldn't you want to use another idea if it works?
Well, if it works, if it's something that works, then we would want to use it. If it's supported, if it's something that there's a need, we would want to use it. We've seen that when it comes to especially economic development efforts, we've got incubators. We've got people in those incubators, and they go in the incubator. It's college students or entrepreneurs or whatever. They have really good ideas. They go into our incubators, and then they get attracted out by New York, Boston, other counties, people who are offering them money or incentives to come, and we lose jobs and we lose talented individuals. So, maybe there's a need there. Maybe there's something that we need there. So those are the things that we're exploring. We want to come through and see what the need is. If there is a need, then, go to the residents, the businesses, and everyone and say, we think there's a need. We looked at the latest number we're looking at is 0.2 mils, which is about $10 per household. And then we'll go, if that's something where we can say, yes, there's a need, then we'll go forward and ask folks what they think.
Would you support a special millage?
If there's a need, yeah, I would.
There's a need because you're low on cash, aren't you, for the upcoming budget?
We are, but one thing I don't want to do is backfill. I don't want to just backfill a budget. I don't want to say we're going to raise people's taxes to backfill the budget and take care of other things. We've done a really good job of solving our budget deficits. I want this to be something where we're doing economic development, we're bringing jobs, and we're bringing people, so we need to figure out if that's possible. And one of the important things we just realized last night at a meeting we had yesterday was we don't know everything that everyone's doing. LEAP is doing certain things, the Chamber is doing certain things, Prima Civitas. So the first thing we really need to do is get a list of what everyone's doing, figure out where the holes are, figure out what needs buffering, and then, go from there. So to be honest with you, it's kind of a long process. We passed the task force resolution in February, had a few meetings. I think there are going to be more meetings and a few documents going through, and we're going to be real deliberative. But yeah, I mean, if we can show that there's a need, if we can show that we are going to create more jobs, we're going to bring talented young people here to Lansing and Ingham County, and $10 a household will do it, then we'll go to the people and tell them that we think it's important to see what folks think.
And just so I'm clear, could this millage be enacted without the vote of the people?
Yep, it sure can. It's under state law. We did it a few years ago with a veterans millage when there was shown to be a need for that. And we can, by a vote of the Board of Commissioners, do this, or we can choose to go to the voters with it. Two of the counties that enacted it did it by Board of Commissioners. One of the counties that is now looking to enact it is going to the voters, so we can, but it's our decision on how we want to move forward. And, you know, I'm never someone to sneak something through. So, you know, we'll be public about it. And we can take a vote on our own if we want to and if there's support. And if not, we can go to the people or we can, you know, put it on our shelf.
All right, Andy, I've got more questions for you, but I'm pressed for time. I'll be in touch. We'll get you back on the program. Thanks so much.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Tony.